From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, this is Intersection, Conversations in Our Community. I'm Sarah Shariari. For the next week, Intersection is focusing on elections. And today, we talk with Republican Josh Hawley and Democrat Teresa Hensley, the candidates for Missouri Attorney General. Let's start our show with a story from Brian Ellison of KCUR in Kansas City. Over the past half century, the Missouri Attorney General has almost always sought higher office, as Chris Koster is doing this year. Even so, the race to be the next Attorney General hasn't received much attention. And as Brian Ellison found, this year's two major candidates have different ideas about what the job is.
On a quiet, cool morning in the shadow of the historic Truman Courthouse in Independence, there's a nondescript office a block off the square.
Nice to meet you.
Teresa Hensley welcomes me to a Spartan campaign headquarters with mismatched furniture and stacks and stacks of campaign signs. She hopes to get from here to the much more spacious digs of the Attorney General in Jefferson City.
This is an office that is the top law enforcement office of the state of Missouri with over 180 attorneys in that office, in five offices around the state, going into court day in and day out. In the last 60 days, they've handled murder cases, child sex abuse cases, consumer scam and fraud scam, and all cases that I handled as prosecutor.
Hensley's 57, a Democrat, and formerly the Cass County prosecutor. That's the job gubernatorial candidate Chris Koster had before she did. And that's the experience she says qualifies her to follow in his footsteps as Missouri's Attorney General.
I practiced law for over 25 years. The last 10 was the elected prosecutor in Cass County, where I had 21 murder convictions out of 21, hundreds of felony convictions like armed robbery and home invasion, and over 500 cases of sexual assault, domestic violence, and child sex abuse convictions.
Hensley says her Republican opponent, Josh Hawley, has no experience with criminal cases. But then again, he has a totally different conviction about the nature of the job. He says it's about protecting Missourians from federal overreach.
Washington bureaucrats are trying to run our lives. How do we stop them? We haul them into court. That's the job of the Attorney General. I'm Josh Hawley. I'm ready to...
That television ad from Hawley, a 36-year-old law professor at Mizzou, shows him in front of the Platte County Courthouse. But Hawley's legal work has all been in appellate and federal courts. He represented conservative interests in several cases, including the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby case that said corporations could be exempted from certain laws, like mandatory coverage of birth control expenses, because of religious objections. I talked by phone with Hawley last week. From his campaign office in Columbia, he told me his is the kind of experience Missouri needs.
Well, you've got to have someone who's a constitutional lawyer, because that's the job of the Attorney General. And somebody who knows how to litigate in federal courts, who knows how to litigate in appellate courts, which is where the Attorney General spends much of his or her time. And, of course, the Supreme Court of the United States. It's becoming increasingly important to be able to defend the state's interests there.
That disagreement over the role of the Attorney General is at the heart of this race. And supporters of both candidates say their terms in office would look different. Hawley would likely join with other Republican attorneys general in suits challenging federal regulations from the Obama administration, like environmental rules that affect farmers or provisions of the Affordable Care Act. Hensley might do some of that, as Koster has on occasion, but she says she'd focus more on developing programs like mental health courts, veterans courts, victim advocacy, all programs she worked on in Cass County.
She prosecuted the man who broke into my house and attacked me.
There was five prosecutions in my grandfather's murder, and she got five convictions.
Ads like that one for Hensley have been airing more frequently in recent weeks, but the candidates have only gone head-to-head once since the primary, at a Q&A at a brewery in Springfield that wasn't broadcast or recorded. Instead, they've been hitting each other hard in the media. And in our conversations, the candidates each had plenty to say about their opponent. Hawley portrays his Democratic rival, who ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2012 and lost her prosecutor election in 2014, as a career politician.
My opponent has run in seven or eight different elections since I was 8 years old. And I think that Missourians deserve an attorney general who wants to be attorney general. And this isn't just the next thing to run for.
Hensley challenges a Republican opponent for accepting large campaign contributions. His campaign war chest more than triples hers.
My opponent has received since the primary when he first started running over $3.5 million from one individual, David Humphreys out of Joplin, Missouri. These offices ought not to be for sale, and there ought not to be one person who ends up buying the Attorney General's office.
Hensley has the support of labor unions and a group of Republican sheriffs, as well as the endorsement of the state's largest newspaper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. But the latest Post-Dispatch poll shows Hawley leading 50% to 40%, and since Hawley continues to enjoy a substantial fundraising advantage, Hensley would need exceptional voter turnout, along with most undecided voters swinging her way, to win on Election Day. I'm Brian Ellison in Kansas City.
So, Hawley and Hensley have different ideas of what an attorney general's primary role should be. But why? KBIA's Molly Olmsted explores why people can have different ideas about the job of Missouri's attorney general.
The two candidates for the Missouri attorney general race have been quoted as having different ideas about what the attorney general should actually do. Alan Rostron, a law professor at the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Law, explains why candidates can interpret the position in different ways.
It's not really something that's spelled out anywhere what the attorney general will do. In the state constitution, it provides that we'll have an attorney general, and I think it sort of takes for granted what he'll do, essentially, in representing the legal interests of the state. It's not really too specific. I think people are just more through sort of custom and general understanding know what the attorney general is going to do. But I think one's view about that issue is going to be influenced a lot, for example, by how you feel about the presidential administration. If you think the next presidential administration is going to be doing things that you generally like, then you're not worried about having an attorney general who's going to go after them and challenge them and file lawsuits and take it to the Supreme Court and all that. If you feel that the next administration is likely to be, you know, doing things that you really dislike, you might want to have a really aggressive advocate in the Missouri attorney general's office who's going to try to get in the way and stop improper things from being done. So, you know, again, it really just depends on one's point of view. In general, again, I'm just kind of pragmatic. I would be pleased if the Missouri Attorney General never makes headlines and just does a great job on a daily basis.
Rostron says the candidates' different views about the primary role of the office stem from their different legal backgrounds.
So Hensley is a sort of a veteran criminal prosecutor with a lot of experience at the trial level. And so in her view, and as one, not surprisingly, she regards that as very valuable experience for this job. She's been in Missouri courts in front of, you know, Missouri judges and Missouri juries quite a bit. And she says, hey, look, if you're going to be in charge of providing the legal representation for the state of Missouri, that's great experience to have, to be a veteran Missouri attorney in litigation, particularly criminal litigation here. Hawley's experience has been more at the sort of on national issues at the national stage. He's a law professor, obviously, but before that, he's, you know, he clerked at the Supreme Court and he's worked on high profile national legal issues and that sort of thing. So he's got a very strong resume of his own. And he hasn't, however, had the experience of practicing law in Missouri so much, you know, at the local state level. And so his argument is the attorney general job is primarily an appellate law job. He hasn't been a trial lawyer, but he would say that's not really what the attorney general does anyway. The trial work in criminal cases, for example, it's done at the county level, and the attorney general's office does the appeal. He's got experience with those kinds of issues at the national level, and so he naturally thinks that's the most valuable. So it really, you know, who's right about this? It really kind of depends on what you're looking for.
Marvin Overby, a professor of political science at the University of Missouri, says the attorney general will spend most of his or her time focusing more on the day-to-day issues regardless.
A lot of Josh Hawley's ad in this attorney general's race have focused on essentially suing the federal government. And at the end of the day, that's a relatively small part of what any attorney general in any state does. The state that's been most active in recent years in suing the federal government is the state of Texas, and they've brought something like 40, 45 suits against the federal government in this century, so essentially going back to 2000. That's about 3 lawsuits a year, and that is a relatively small part of what the attorney general's office in any state is going to do.
Michael Wolfe, a professor and dean of the St. Louis University School of Law, is a former Missouri Supreme Court justice who once ran for attorney general. He explained the political nature of the office.
The National Association of Attorneys General, NAAG, is sometimes referred to as the National Association for Aspiring Governors. So yes, it is an office that is elected by the people, and so the attorney general has run in a statewide campaign. If he or she serves for 4 or 8 years or 12 years, the intimate familiarity that the attorney general has with the operation of state government by being the state government's lawyer naturally leads to the idea that the attorney general might be an apt candidate for governor. So it's a choice. You can run for a statewide office and use it as a platform for ideologically oriented views, or you can run the office as a law office. I think that Governor Nixon and Attorney General Coster, the most recent attorneys general, have operated it as a large, multifaceted law office.
I'm Molly Olmsted, KBIA News.
Thanks, Molly. This is Intersection on KBIA, and today we're exploring the race for Missouri's next attorney general. I spoke with Republican candidate for attorney general, Josh Hawley. Can you tell me about what the role of the attorney general is in the state of Missouri?
It's to protect and defend the people of Missouri. And that means, I think, protecting our families, protecting our farmers, our small businesses, and protecting the most vulnerable. And, you know, that's what my campaign is really about. It's standing up to the significant threats that that Missouri is seeing today, beginning with a dysfunctional Washington, D.C. I think Washington has never been more dysfunctional, and it has never been more stifling to the state of Missouri and the families of Missouri. So we need somebody to stand up to the Washington bureaucracy. We need somebody to stand up to corruption in our politics here in the state. I've never run for office before. I'm not from the political establishment of either party. In fact, I've been opposed by the establishment in both parties. I'm kind of proud of that. It gives me the independence that we need. And we need somebody who's going to protect the most vulnerable from things like sex trafficking, human trafficking in our state, and I have a plan to do that.
And concretely, sort of in the day-to-day, how does an attorney general work against the establishment in Washington?
Well, you know, what we've seen other attorneys general do around the country with great success in defending their state and the people, the citizens of their state, is they have to be ready to intervene in the rulemaking process and the regulatory process. You have to be willing to take regulators and bureaucrats to court if necessary. And let me just give you a concrete example. The Department of Labor recently promulgated a series of rules related to overtime and overtime pay that are hugely onerous on small businesses. They're onerous for all business, but particularly small business. They're just crushing. And here's the thing. They're not authorized, these rules. They're not authorized by Congress. They're not authorized by statute. They're just bureaucratic rules that have been created by regulators without authorization. And so a group of attorneys general have come together and are taking the agency to court to make sure that these rules don't go into effect unless there's democratic authorization. That's the kind of thing the Missouri Attorney General needs to be part of and needs to be leading, because it's vital to protecting our citizens. We could multiply these examples, whether it's the EPA's attempt to regulate farmers' use of our land here in Missouri, again, crippling the family farms in particular, or attempts to regulate energy that would double energy bills for working families. So Missourians need an advocate against the Washington dysfunction. And I think my background as a constitutional lawyer, as someone who has extensive experience in federal courts, the U.S. Supreme Court, and state courts, suit me to that role.
So when Missourians vote for attorney general, are they essentially voting for their state's lawyer?
They are. They're voting for the top lawyer in their state. They're hiring a lawyer to defend them. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. This campaign is a job interview for the people's lawyer. You know, this is the attorney general's office, is an office of 400 plus employees, nearly 200 attorneys. Their clients, the AG's clients, are the people of Missouri. And so, you know, Missourians need someone who has the experience to stand up and defend them, who's willing to take on the political establishment in both parties, is not just another professional politician. You know, I've never run for office before. My background is not in politics at all. My background's in the law, and that's something else we need in the next attorney general.
Do you think that your definition of the job of attorney general is different from your opponent's?
Well, it appears to be. You know, I listened to her talk about the job, and frankly, I don't recognize it. And I think folks who work in the office and who know the office wouldn't either. She talks about the job being in charge of all the prosecutors in the state, and how the job, the main task of the attorney general is to prosecute crime. That just happens not to be accurate. You know, the prosecutors that we have in our state, we elect them. They don't work for the attorney general. Just ask them. You know, they'll tell you. The attorney general is not in charge of prosecution in our state. We elect our prosecutors to do that, and it's a vital, vital job that they do. What the attorney general does have to do when it comes to criminal law enforcement is the attorney general must defend on appeal the convictions that our elected prosecutors win. And that's why my background in appellate litigation as an appellate lawyer in courts from state courts to the highest court in our land, I think is extremely significant. So, you know, what the AG's office is about, again, is the, protecting the people of Missouri, defending those criminal convictions on appeal, and then defending the laws of Missouri. You know, so it is the job of the Attorney General to initiate suits and defend suits where the laws of Missouri are threatened or under challenge, or the Constitution of Missouri. And, you know, that is something that we've just been talking about. That's vital, this defense of Missouri and the citizens of Missouri. And I don't think my opponent understands that, and I don't think that she's really in touch with the people of Missouri. You know, she favors the kind of regulations coming out of the Washington bureaucracy that are so crippling to our state. She's in favor of higher taxes on business. She's in favor of Obamacare. She's in favor of increased environmental regulation on farms. You know, that's not where Missourians are. That's not where Missouri law is. That's not what Missourians need.
What professional accomplishments are you most proud of?
Oh, gosh. Well, I do feel that I've been blessed with a lot of great opportunities. I think one of the things that the opportunities I'm most grateful for is I have had the chance to both work at the United States Supreme Court and to litigate at the United States Supreme Court. I've represented parties there, clients there, I should say, at the Supreme Court, I think in 11 different times and 11 different matters in one capacity or another. I'm grateful for that experience. I think it's valuable. You know, there are 13 federal courts of appeals across our country, and I've litigated in, I believe it's 8 of the 13. So I have pretty extensive experience in the federal courts, the U.S. Supreme Courts, and state courts of last resort as well, state Supreme Courts. So, you know, I'm grateful for all of that experience and the chance to represent. I've represented everybody from schools, nonprofit groups, farm groups, businesses. So I've gotten to represent real people from an array of backgrounds in real cases. And that's, I think, the kind of experience we need in our next Attorney General.
And what do you think are some of the biggest challenges that you'd face as Attorney General? What do you think are the most difficult roadblocks you'd come up against?
Well, special interests. I mean, I have been attacked every which way to Sunday in this campaign, both in the primary and the general election. And as somebody who has not been in politics, who doesn't owe anything to the political establishment, who's been attacked by the political establishment in both parties, I'm not under any illusions. I will be fiercely attacked by the political establishment and by the special interests, who, frankly, have had too much a sway in our state for too long. And part of one of the things I talk about a lot is the pay to play culture in Jefferson City, which has also infected the Attorney General's office. That has got to change. We've got great folks who work in the Attorney General's office who are our sort of career lawyers who are doing a good job. But at the top there in the AG's office, it's become a place that special interests have significant influence. And it's time that change, that needs to change in our state government. But I have no doubt that if we institute the kind of ethics reform in the Attorney General's office I've talked about, if we pursue the sort of defense of Missourians that I've talked about, we will be very fiercely opposed. But again, it goes back to Missourians need an advocate. They need somebody who's not afraid to take on the establishment in both parties.
And how do you sort of end or diminish pay-to-play culture? Do you end campaign contributions, or do you control lobbyists in some way?
I think you begin by stopping the lobbyist gifts. And what I have said is that if I'm elected Attorney General, I'm not going to accept gifts from lobbyists. I'm not going to allow my staff to accept gifts from lobbyists. We will challenge the legislature to do the same. The legislature should pass a flat ban on lobbyist gifts, just end them, and end them for staff as well. And then we need reform in terms of contributions in the Attorney General's office. I pledge that if I'm elected, I won't accept contributions from individuals or entities who are the named target of investigations by the state, and I won't accept contributions from individuals or groups who are trying to get contracts with the state, who have bids, competitive bids before the state. And that's the kind of reform I think that we need. And I'll do that at the Attorney General's office just by my own leadership without waiting for the legislature to act. But once we have acted, we'll challenge the legislature to follow suit and say, now you do the same, and let's clean up our politics and get our government focused again on working for the people of Missouri.
That was Josh Hawley, Republican candidate for Attorney General of Missouri. And this is Intersection on KBIA 91.3 FM. Next, I spoke with Teresa Hensley, the Democratic candidate. My first question for you is, what is the role of the Attorney General in Missouri for you?
Well, I think clearly my opponent and I differ on this. I think that we have seen for years that this is an office that assists prosecutors around the state and also does special prosecutor cases, as well as doing the appellate work for all the prosecutors around the state. As you know, I was an elected prosecutor for 10 years in Cass County, where I had hundreds of convictions. Those convictions that all 115 elected prosecutors around the state gain, it is the Attorney General's job to uphold them when they go up on appeal. And I think that if you want to be the Attorney General and you want to handle those appeals, you ought to have at least at some point practiced law, stood in a courtroom in Missouri, stood before a judge, represented a client, and represented victims. And so I've been practicing law for 24 years. The last 10 was the elected prosecutor, but I had been practicing law for 14 years before that, doing appellate work. As prosecutor, I ousted an elected official that I had to take to the Missouri Supreme Court, where we won. And so this is a job that actually requires someone who's practiced law. It's an office of over 180 attorneys going to court day in and day out. And my opponent has never been in a courtroom in Missouri and has never practiced law in Missouri.
And in terms of the day-to-day work of the Attorney General, do you think that would look different for each of you?
I do. I think that my opponent is more interested in moving his personal agenda. I have a record as prosecutor of day in and day out doing the job of the prosecutor, making sure that we were seeking justice, making sure that we were handling every case fairly and equally for everyone. And that's what the job is about. Whether he likes it or not, this is the top law enforcement office of the state of Missouri. And it is an office that hires and trains and supervises over 180 attorneys, all things I've done. So if you look at the Attorney General's office in the last 60 days, they've actually handled murder cases, child sex abuse cases, along with consumer fraud and tax fraud, all cases I've done.
One of the pillars of your campaign is legal, equal law enforcement for everyone. Can you tell me what steps you would take as Attorney General to help everyone have equal access to law enforcement?
Well, I think that I have a record of that as well. For 10 years as the elected prosecutor, we made sure that we were seeking justice. We weren't seeking stats and numbers. We were trying on every case to seek what was right and fair and equally to everyone. And I have a record also of doing training with law enforcement, seeking best practices. The Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys named me as the chairman for the DWI and traffic safety best practices. And so I have a record of seeking justice. I have a record of actually handling cases and doing real work in courtrooms. My opponent has none. And this isn't a job where someone should be a beginner trying to learn those things.
And another of the pillars of your campaign is protecting seniors and children. Can you talk about how that's the responsibility of the Attorney General?
Well, yes. The Attorney General does consumer fraud. The Attorney General handles, again, as I said, last 60 days, they handled both child sex abuse cases and child endangerment cases. And so as prosecutor for 10 years, I had over 500 sexual assault, domestic violence, and child sex abuse convictions. We made that a priority, and victim advocacy, along with best practices, is very important. And I think the next Attorney General has the opportunity and the responsibility to continue to talk about best practices when we're talking about law enforcement training for those cases, as well as victim advocacy. And I have a record of doing that and think that I'm well-suited to be the next Attorney General.
In terms of law enforcement, circling back to that topic, I mean, that's a huge topic in our country in terms of the relationship between different communities, particularly the African-American community and treatment by law enforcement. And in Missouri, that's been at the center of a lot of conflicts. What changes could you make and what advocacy could you do to address that situation?
Well, because I see the Attorney General's office as the top law enforcement office of the state of Missouri, I think that the next Attorney General ought to be ready to roll up their sleeves and get to work on that very issue. It ought to be something that we bring folks together and start talking about those issues. I have the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police, which I'm very proud of, as well as three Republican sheriffs that have actually watched my work that are on this side of the state, on the western side of the state. And I think bringing law enforcement together along with everybody at the table, whether it is elected officials, community leaders, clergy, Black Lives Matter, FOP, I think everyone comes to the table and we start having those discussions and we talk about what we can do to start taking care of the risks of having those things happen again.
And in your career, what's the professional accomplishment that you are most proud of? What do you look at as a great moment in your practice of your profession?
Well, while I'm very proud of the work I did with seniors and with women and children with respect to abuse, I sent a lot of folks to prison. And while I did that, I also believed in alternative programs like DWI courts and drug courts and mental health courts and veterans courts. As Attorney General, that will also be a priority. We send way too many folks to prison for mental health issues and for drug abuse. We need to be finding other programs. And we know in the counties where there are drug courts and DWI courts that they're effective and that they're successful. And instead of sending folks to prison, we are able to make them a productive member of our community. So as Attorney General, I will look at trying to have those courts available throughout the state so that we are able to utilize those more.
So it's an eye not just to punishment, but also to the possibility of rehabilitation.
Well, yes, we need to not be sending to prison nonviolent criminals, folks who have done drug abuse or mental health issues. You know, we have filled our prisons with folks who have mental health issues, and there are better programs or other ways to handle those cases rather than sending them to prison.
And looking forward into the future, in your ideal world, where would you be in 10 years?
Well, in 10 years, I hope to have been the Attorney General for 2 terms and continue to do that work. I'm very proud of the work I did as prosecutor in Cass County. I'm proud of the work I did for 14 years as an attorney with real clients in real courtrooms. And I hope to have continued to do a good job in the Attorney General's office and to continue the work that I did in Cass County on a state level so that, again, we are seeking better practices, best practices, for the justice system, and that we are making the justice system fair and equal for everyone. It is about seeking justice, and it is about doing the right thing day in and day out. I have a record of hiring and training and supervising new attorneys to go into court and to handle things in the right way, and I'd like to continue that job and that opportunity to do that.
That was Democratic candidate for Missouri Attorney General Teresa Hensley, and this is Intersection on KBIA 91.3 FM. Thank you for joining us today. And thank you to our guests, Josh Hawley and Teresa Hensley. Also, thanks to our producers, Mary McIntyre, Molly Olmsted, Sophia Zhang, Lauren Wrigley, and Jennifer Prohov. Our music is Montana Skies. I'm Sarah Shariari for Intersection here on KBIA 91.3 FM.